After learning to manage processes, permissions, and signals, the next step is to understand how a modern Linux system starts, supervises, and stops the services that run in the background. On most current distributions, Debian, Ubuntu, Red Hat, CentOS, Fedora, Arch, this job is handled by systemd. Understanding systemd is essential for security because it controls which services are active, how they are isolated, and where their logs are stored. What systemd is? Systemd is the first process started by the Linux kernel after boot. It always has the process identifier number 1, which you can confirm with the command psp1. Being process number 1 means it is the parent of every other process on the machine. Its main responsibilities are starting the system, managing services, called units, handling dependencies between them, supervising them while they run, and restarting them if they crash. It also provides logging through a component called the journal. The concept of a unit. In systemd, everything that can be managed is described by a configuration file called a unit. Each unit has a type indicated by its file extension. The most common types are service units, .service, describe a program or daemon to run, for example ssh.service or negings.service. Socket units, .socket, describe a network or local socket that can start a service on demand. Timer units, .timer, schedule tasks, a modern replacement for cron jobs. Target units, .target, group several units together to represent a system state, for example multi-user.target, text mode, or graphical.target, graphical mode. Mount units, .mount, and automount units, .automount, manage file system mount points. Device units, .device, and path units, .path, react to hardware or file system changes. Where unit files live? Unit files are stored in three main locations, listed here from lowest to highest priority. /lib/systemd/system/or/user/lib/systemd/system/units provided by installed packages. You should not edit these directly. /etc/systemd/system/units created or overridden by the administrator. Files here take precedence and are where you place custom configuration. /run/systemd/system/runtime/units created dynamically, lost at reboot. Because /etc. has higher priority, an administrator can override a packaged unit by placing a file with the same name in /etc/systemd/system/. Structure of a service unit file. A service unit file is a plain text file divided into sections written between square brackets. A typical example named myapp.service. Unit description equals my application backend. After equals network.target. Service exec start equals /user/bin/python3/op/myapp/server.py. Restart equals on failure. User equals myapp. Install wanted by equals multi-user.target. Key directives to remember. Description: a human readable label shown in status output. After defines ordering. Here the service starts after networking is ready. It does not create a dependency, only an order. Wants or requires, create dependencies. Requires is strict, if the dependency fails, this unit fails too. While wants is soft, the unit still starts even if the dependency fails. Exec start, the command executed to start the service. This is the most important line in the service section. Exec stop and exec reload, optional commands to stop or reload. Restart, controls automatic restart. Common values are no, on failure, and always. User and group, run the service as a non-privileged account, an important security measure to avoid running everything as root. Wanted by, in the install section, defines which target the service attaches to when enabled. Managing services with systemctl. The main command to interact with systemd is systemctl. The essential commands are systemctl start nginx.service, start a service immediately. Systemctl stop nginx.service, stop it immediately. Systemctl restart nginx.service, stop then start. Systemctl reload nginx.service, reload configuration without a full restart, when supported. Systemctl status nginx.service, show whether it is running, its process identifier, recent log lines, and its state. Systemctl enable nginx.service, make the service start automatically at boot. Systemctl disable tnginx.service, prevent automatic start at boot. Systemctl is active nginx.service and systemctl is enabled nginx.service. Quick checks. Systemctl daemon reload. Reload unit files after you edit them, required before your changes take effect. Systemctl list units type equals service. List running services. A crucial distinction for the quiz, Start affects the current running state, while enable affects behavior at the next boot. A service can be enabled but not currently running, or running but not enabled. Targets and boot state. Run levels from older init systems are replaced by targets. To see the default target, system key get default. To change it, system key set default multi-user.target. Common targets include rescue.target, single-user maintenance, multi-user.target, full text mode, and graphical.target, desktop. You can switch immediately with system cal isolate rescue.target. The journal and logging. Systemd includes a logging service called Systemd Journal that collects messages from the kernel, from services, and from applications. Logs are read with the command journalcl. Important options. Journalcl, show all logs, oldest first. Journalcl ussh.service, show logs only for a specific unit, extremely useful for troubleshooting one service. Journalcl f, follow logs in real time, similar to tailf. Journalcl b, show logs from the current boot only. Journalcl B-1 shows the previous boot. Journalcl since January 1, 2024 until January 2, 2024 : filter by time. Journalcl PR, filter by priority, showing only errors and above. Priority levels range from EMERG, alert, crit, warning, notice, info, to debug. Journalcl K, show only kernel messages. By default, the journal may be stored only in memory and lost at reboot. To make it persistent, create the directory /var/log/journal and the journal will survive reboots. This matters for security investigations, because volatile logs disappear when the machine restarts. Security relevance. For a security specialist, systemd knowledge is directly operational. Auditing which services are enabled reveals the attack surface. A disabled or removed service cannot be exploited. Use systemkl list unit file state equals enable to inventory them. Running services under dedicated non-root users, the user directive, limits damage if a service is compromised. Systemd offers hardening directives such as protect system, private TMP, no new privileges, and capability bounding set that sandbox services and reduce privilege escalation risk. The journal is a primary source of evidence. Investigating a compromise often starts with journalcl u on the suspect service and reviewing authentication logs. Attackers who gain root sometimes create malicious service or timer units to maintain persistence, so knowing where unit files live helps you detect such backdoors. In summary, systemd is the central manager of services and logs on modern Linux. You describe services in unit files, control them with systemcl, group them with targets, and read their activity with journalcl. Mastering these tools lets you keep systems minimal, isolated, and observable, which are all foundations of good security practice.